I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There are three accounts in the Gospels of the women who anoint Jesus with costly oil or perfume. Two of these take place right before Passover, the last Passover before Jesus was crucified. Mark 14, 1-11, we are told that this anointing took place in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper. The woman is unnamed, and she came to the table bringing an alabaster vial filled with pure nard. She broke the vial and poured the nard over Jesus' head. And when some complained that this was wasting money that could have been used to help the poor, Jesus defended her action, saying, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial." In John's account, we find it very similar, only we are told that it was 6 days before Passover instead of two, and that they were at the home where Martha was serving and Lazarus ate at the table. Here, John tells us that it was Mary who took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Again, the disciples, particularly Judas, questioned this action, and Jesus defended her. "Let her alone, in order that she may keep it for the day of my burial." These two accounts are most often thought to be the same, with slightly different perspectives. The third account was found in Luke 7, 36-50. It gives us even another perspective. Jesus is at the home of Simon, a Pharisee. A woman in the city who was a sinner, Luke tells us, came into the house with an alabaster vial of perfume. She stood behind Jesus at his feet as he reclined at the table. She was weeping as she wiped his feet with her hair and kissed his feet over and over as she anointed them with her perfume. Here it is Simon who questions Jesus, not about the cost of the perfume, but about the character of the woman. Jesus tells Simon a parable. Two debtors, one who owed 500 denarii and the other who owed 50. Both were graciously forgiven from their debt. Jesus asks Simon, "Which of them, therefore, will love him more?" And Simon answers correctly, "The one whom he forgave more." And Jesus compares the actions of this woman to the actions of the Pharisee. "For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." This woman showed Jesus how much she loved him, how thankful she was for his forgiveness and love. She chose to recognize his love for her by sacrificing what she had. Humbly and lovingly, is there any greater expression of gratitude and thanksgiving than this? "Father in heaven, you have shown me such love and compassion. You have brought me to the feet of Jesus, and I weep there. I have no nard, no alabaster jar, but I give you my all. I pour out my heart with prayers, asking, seeking, knocking on your door that I might come in and dwell with you forever in the sweet fragrance of the Savior who died and rose again and is coming back soon. Fill me with your love, Lord. I'm so thankful for your unending grace. Amen." Daily Thread is a podcast by the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.